Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe.
Welcome back to Street Level. It's Saturday, the 9th of December, and we're out and about downtown, up and down Mass Street, and just checking in with everybody to see how the season is going.
Tots with their eyes all aglow. We'll find it hard to
over at the Free State, owner Chuck Madrill says it's moving in fits and starts.
Fits and starts, sure. We've had some days that have just been gangbusters, and other days, well, last week we had some of the weather scares that kept people cocooned at home for quite a while. So, you know, ups and downs. We've had a lot of times where people are out on the weekends for events, some big concerts at Liberty Hall with Split Lip Rayfield and then the Finnegan Band, and so people are traveling in groups and going out to other activities as well, so that certainly keeps things lively on the weekends.
You having a lot of holiday parties?
We've definitely been, you know, one of the things that kind of surprises us this time of year is the amount of keg sales that continue to go. You know, we certainly sell a lot of keg beer on the traditional graduation. Halloween weekend's always a big keg sale, but we're still seeing quite a bit of that this time of year as well.
What's the holiday beers for this year?
The holiday beer actually is coming out next week, and so we're all sworn to secrecy until it actually emerges, but we do have every year we brew a special holiday beer that is something completely different, and that we always throw a little bit of extra flavor and spice into it, and this year will be no different. We'll have some great beer with that.
It's a secret, eh?
It is a secret.
Do you have a name?
It's even, the name would give it away, so I can't even do that.
So overall, it's feeling like Christmas.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, people are, you know, the cold weather at least brings that out. You know, we've had years where we're running in 70 degrees this time of the year, and it doesn't make sense. It's maybe L.A., but it's not Lawrence, Kansas. And so, people are in good moods. You know, the lights downtown really, it helps offset the darkness over the long winter nights. And so it really, you know, it's nice. We keep our fingers crossed for what it means by the end of the year. I've talked to some downtown retailers who are saying they're just busy as all get out, and others are saying, where is it? We're waiting for it. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I mean, what are you hearing around and about, or what are people saying by and large?
UPS guys are telling me they're not toting as many packages this year as they did last year. But it's early in the game. It's only the 9th of December.
Right, I think this year with Halloween and Thanksgiving coming as early as it is, mm-hmm. I think it's kind of spread things out a lot, you know. I'm hoping we're in the down cycle of about a 5 to 7 year cycle. I guess the two real pluses that I can even cite for downtown in the last 5 years, quite honestly, have been Borders opening their location and the Journal World deciding to stay, because you know the Journal World was preparing to move a lot of the operations out to the west side of town, and I think that would have left just an incredible hole in the downtown. And so those really are the two in the last 6 years, and that's not much to hold on to.
Are we suffering downtown?
Yeah, we are. We're suffering downtown. We're actually suffering as a community. I'm trying to ferret out the information in regards to the data from the state's hard to always rely on and compare, but so far, the last 4 months of retail sales in Lawrence are flat compared to last year, which to my mind says they're backsliding, because that means, you know, no population increase and no inflation factored in there. If our sales are flat, it means we haven't even taken into account the increase in the prices of goods and the number of people here. Lawrence is the only sizable city in the state of Kansas that's undergoing that. You know, Manhattan is insane. I mean, Manhattan is, boomtown mentality gone out the roof. They're running anywhere from 25% to 45% increases on a monthly basis compared to last year. So it's just crazy up there. We need to make sure that the merchants that we have downtown do care about what happens downtown, and that they're not just thinking, well, I'll get by for another 2 or 3 years until I retire or sell out or whatever. You know, I mean, you got to have that mentality that we're taking care of what we've got going here, not just for the next 2 years, but for the next 2 or 3 decades. We've got a great potential, but we can't operate under the illusion that just because things were wonderful here 10 years ago means that we've got the world on a string. It's just not the case.
Hobbs is hopping, and we're here with Mark Swanson, the owner. How's the season shaping up?
It's great. It's Christmas time.
Everybody happy?
Yeah, absolutely. It's Christmas time. It's always great at Christmas time. You've got
the Santa music going.
The place is packed. We got KU juggling out front, and we have it on Saturdays to go with our circus theme.
It's a circus theme this year?
It's a carny Christmas at Hobbs.
It sure is. What's the big sellers?
It's always wind-up toys and gadgets. Jeremy, what's a big seller at Hobbs?
What's the top seller, Jeremy?
Yeah, he knows better than I on that kind of thing.
The magnets are big this year.
Oh, man, yeah. We ran into these guys that, where are they from? San Francisco or someplace? West Coast, that do all these weird kind of magnets, and those have been.
Is it safe to say you got a lot of stocking stuffers?
I would say that we have a lot of stocking stuffers at Hobbs.
A lot of stuffers.
Yeah, we can stuff your stocking, baby.
How's the economy this year? Are people loose with it? Is it shaping up much like last year, the way they're spending, or a little more restrained?
Gee, Tom, I don't know how to... You know, this time, I mean, it's not that you don't get buyers, because you get lots of buyers mindset, but this is still a look at it. It's not Frank, I got to grab it right this second kind of a deal at the end, like it is, right before Christmas. I got to get something. But it's, I feel like it. I feel real comfortable with it. I don't hear people moaning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh my God. You know, I don't know if I'll be able to do anything for Christmas. We're not hearing any of that kind of stuff. It's good.
Everybody's
it's good.
Happy.
People are having fun. I love that, you know. Just
thanks, Mark. Happy Christmas.
To you too, baby. It's great.
All right, and a couple of doors down from Hobbs, Kathy Swanson runs Spectators. Are you selling a lot of fancy duds for holiday parties this year?
Yes, but people are always concerned when they buy fancy things here that they can wear them other places. Because Lawrence isn't as full
fancy.
Full of events to wear really fancy clothes to as some larger cities. So we sell bits and pieces of fancy stuff more than we sell whole outfits that are completely dressed.
Do a lot of people come here from out of town, from Topeka and Kansas City?
Yes, thank goodness.
Thank goodness.
From St. Louis, from Chicago, from New York City, from Des Moines, from Milwaukee, lots of Columbia people. We're real lucky because we're a university town that this town draws from all those other metropolitan areas.
You've been here how long?
25 years.
And so you've seen things
don't
change. Yeah. You know, you've seen this the landscape, the retail landscape change or vacillate, go back and forth, up and down over the years.
It's all the same. If you have what people need, pay attention to their needs, and you take care of them as you should. Retail is all pretty much the same. It's all about selling the service more than the item.
Paying attention. That seems to be a recurring theme. Everybody keeps bringing that up.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of empty spaces downtown. There's a lot of places for lease, and more than usual. What do you think the state of downtown business is now? Are we doing as well as we could, the city supporting downtown?
I think if we have what people need and we take care of our customers and pay attention to them, it's our responsibility to take care of things, not the city.
Thank you, Kathy.
You're very welcome.
Merry Christmas. Now we're at Zen Zero with Alejandro Lule and Subarna Batachan, who own Zen Zero and La Paria, two of the most beloved and busy restaurants in downtown Lawrence. So we'll start with Alejandro. How's things going at La Paria? How's the season shaping up?
Muy bien.
Muy bien. Todo va bien.
Really well.
Are you doing anything special for the holidays?
Yeah, I'm going to Paraguay.
You're going to Paraguay?
Yes.
But I mean, is La Paria doing anything special for the holidays?
We always do.
Such as?
We make a classic Mexican food.
Tamales?
All kinds of things, because Christmas is big in Mexico, so.
So what do you make?
We're going to make a buffalo with achiote and a negra modelo. We're going to make a seafood enchiladas and maybe pozole.
Do you have many parties going out? Are you doing much catering?
We do a lot of catering, little caterings for the office.
For offices?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on over at Zen Zero?
It's going pretty good. You know, this is like our, you know, December is the last, I guess, the month for us to be busy. Come January, things slow down a little bit, but this is our last push. Things are going pretty well. Yeah, we've been doing quite a lot of catering through La Paria. At least about one. We did one large catering for a wedding last week, but mostly smaller caterings, office parties, maybe 30 people, 40 people. So we're doing at least one or two a week.
Is it feeling like the volume of business this year is on a par with last year?
Yeah, it's about the same, maybe a little bit better for us.
It wouldn't seem at first thought that there would be any traditional Christmas dishes that Zen Zero would serve.
In terms of really Christmas dishes, we probably would not, just because Christmas is a Christian, right, Western thing. But what we are going to do is, on New Year's Eve, we are going to have a special menu. So,
are there any winter dishes in Asian cooking?
Well, yeah. You know, winter dishes is like what I'm having right now. Tukpa would be a winter dish. It's like, one pot meals. That's kind of like here. And we do like a lot of winter dishes, like tendu is from Tibet and northern Nepal. It's, we make homemade egg noodles and then has beef, onions, ginger, garlic, bamboo shoots, some Chinese broccoli, potatoes, really thick, kind of stew-like. And tukpa is also a winter dish. Huh?
What do you think about the state of downtown and for the independent merchant these days?
Well, independent merchants and restaurants downtown is kind of hard because I see, except for the maybe, there's quite a lot of turnover that I see, like, empty spaces. And I know the vacancy rate in downtown is about 7 point something percent. It went up from 5% to about 7%. And I think it could perhaps to do with the economy, but also I think from what my conversations with other business owners is, it's the cost of operation is very high, which basically means rent.
Rent.
Yeah. And I think that is what, that is probably why, in order to meet the high rent, you'd have to do a lot of high volume. And, with all the competition, there's only so much high volume and the population,
Yeah, we don't have enough to support it.
Yeah, we have a, limited population base.
Thank you. And now we're at Mark's Jewelers, which has been in the same location on Mass Street since 1880. And owner Brad Parsons is going to tell us how the season's shaping up.
That seems to be great. Weather's been nice, busy. It's always kind of calm before the storm the first couple of weeks in December, but I think we're right on track.
Is it on a par with last year's sales so far?
I believe so.
A lot of empty spaces on downtown Mass lately. A lot of retail places come and go. Is that just part of the ebb and flow of the business, or?
I honestly hadn't noticed, and I'm not really up on everybody else's stuff. Business is great here, and so on. So I think there's always been a fair amount of turnover.
What do you tend to sell the most of at the season? Is there any top seller, or are you across the board in terms of the items you move?
Jewelry is a very broad spectrum, and it's a emotional gift season. So it's been good. Christmas is always 25 to 30% of our year.
Really, that's a huge number.
Yeah.
Everybody seems happy.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. All right, thank you, Brad. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Same to you.
All right, we're here with Steve Wilson, the general manager of Keith's Downtown. Is the season upon us?
There are signs.
And what kind of signs?
Customers that you don't see every other week. Know what I'm saying?
What are the big releases for Christmas? What do you think is going to be the big movers? Top five.
Well, they're top five.
Just
that's
your
tough.
Call.
Well, I'll tell you a couple things that we're definitely doing well with. The new Sushant Stevens Christmas box. And the Tom Waits box set called Orphans. And other than that, sales are all over the place. Lots of love spread around. No real clear winners.
What have you heard lately? Come on, there's bound to be something.
There's so much stuff. That's the problem.
I know, but what's caught your ear? Just one thing. It's not going in stone.
I'm trying to think. Cold War Kids. I'll stick with the Cold War Kids.
Merry Christmas.
All right, sir.
Gene Nutt opened his game shop, the Game Nutt, on the corner near the corner of Mass and 9th Street in September of last year. How's the first year gone, Gene?
First year's been really good. I mean, I feel like we're really seeing the growth that we need as a new business, and we're on our way to opening the rest of the store. We're getting ready to open the game lounge upstairs. So
the game lounge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're putting in a game lounge. Going to be lots of big screen TVs and comfy chairs and multiplayer stuff going on all the time. So it should be fun.
Yours is the busiest store I've seen today on Mass Street. Good holiday sales. What's the big sellers?
I really feel like our biggest sellers right now, the old school stuff is huge for us. We sell a lot of the original Nintendo and Super Nintendo, as well as the new stuff too. But the old categories are really picking up over the last couple of years. We've seen that whole market really grow. The old school stuff, the stuff that people grew up with, is coming back, and everybody wants what they had. They want their kids to play what they had, and it seems like even women that normally aren't in this category playing games are going back and playing the old Marios and the Donkey Kongs and the Metroid stuff they played when they were little that they still want to play now. So.
So this is your second holiday season. How is this comparing to last year?
Well, I mean, because we've only been open a couple of months, we're huge increases over last year as far as sales growth. But overall, I'm pretty pleased with the way things are going. I mean, I'm doing exactly what I expected to do down here when I opened. You know, it's always good to be locally owned. If you can open a store and make it on, without having some sort of backing or even a franchise of some kind, you don't have the costs that those other companies do. But you do really have to offer the things that people are looking for. I mean, that's really the key. There's too many. I see a lot of the stores come and go down here just in the year I've been here, and I think it's their too niche market. They need to spread what they're doing so that they're opening up what people are looking for more than what they know.
How much of an effect do you think the big box stores have on your sales and downtown retail sales in general?
Well, as a pre-owned item store, we don't see the competition in those stores because we can always beat their price. Every time, we can always beat their price. Where a store who's carrying new products like mine, they have a really serious challenge to try to go up against some of these larger big box stores because they get the bulk discounts on things that we don't as small retailers. They buy direct from the companies instead of going through distributors, which always takes a cut, you know. So they, you know, and especially with the Walmarts and the Targets and those guys doing the deep discounts they're doing to try to increase their Christmas season because they're getting hurt a little bit too. I feel like selling new products is more challenging than the used.
So you sell, everything you sell is pre-owned?
99% of what we carry is pre-owned merchandise. We recondition all of it, so it's just like new. But we do carry a few accessories that are new simply because we don't get enough of it in pre-owned.
What do you think? What's your average? What's your demographic? What's the age range of your average patron?
Well, for the game side of the store, it's easily 18 to 35-year-old males is the target audience. A lot of people realize, I think it's more for children, but it's really an older crowd that we're looking for. The games are even targeted towards these days. But when it comes to music and movies, we have a real broad range of who we target here.
Thank you, Gene. Happy holidays.
Very good. Thanks, man.
There you go. Roberto Leonard is ringing that bell for the Salvation Army out in front of Weaver's. How's it going, Roberto?
It's going all right.
Are people giving this year? Or?
Yeah, they're doing pretty good giving.
Are they?
Yeah.
Where does this go, do you know?
This go for the people that need help on Christmas Day or rent paid or...
Through the Salvation Army?
Yeah, through the Salvation Army, yeah.
So you collect these funds and then people who need them can go and apply for them at the
Army? Right, Salvation Army, and they'll help them through their fund. They buy toys for Christmas for kids and, you know, whatever they need, food, whatever they need.
People generally happy?
Yeah, they should be.
They should be?
Yeah.
Tell me why.
Because if it wasn't for the people out here, they're giving, for them to receive that kind of help, they wouldn't have that kind of help. They would have been hungry in the holiday. They wouldn't have no Christmas present for the kids, on the holiday or anything. So
it's a good thing.
Yeah, so people that are giving is pretty good. And, you know, I also applaud the people that stand out here and ring the bell so the people be able to give.
And how is it? Doesn't it get, I mean, today's a nice day, but
But that's day that it's real cold, and you know we got to stand out here for 8 hours to get that
8 hour shift.
Yeah, to give that help.
And where do you go? I mean, can you take a break? Can you go get a cup of coffee somewhere?
Yeah,
or go
we
to
can
the
take like every hour. We can take like 10 or 15 minutes, you know, depending what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And like 5 hours later, we can take a 30-minute break for lunch.
That's all right.
Yeah, so, and we don't have to all the time stand out here in the cold. We can stand in the warm, somewhere warm and stuff.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thank you, man. That was beautiful. Here with Earl Reinemann, who is the vice president of the store. And Earl, how's the season shaping up?
The Christmas selling season has started off well, and we're pleased. Our numbers have been coming in equal to or above last year, so I would say so far so good.
So far so good. Any sense of how the retail climate has been downtown lately the past few years?
Well, I don't have a perspective, an overall perspective, but I think that the retailers who are downtown are doing well. I think there's always sort of a natural evolution going on downtown, and there have been a few independents that have gone out or are going out, but it seems like the ones that are still here are doing pretty well.
Weaver's is an institution, beloved institution in downtown Lawrence. Give me a little bit of the history of the place.
Well, we'll be celebrating our 150th year coming up, and started in 1857 and survived Quantrill's raid and survived the Civil War. And we ourselves have evolved, obviously, over the years and continue to try to do so, continue to try to change in order to compete in today's marketplace. And the Lawrence retail market has changed so much in the last 10 plus years with the big box stores and a lot of the national chains that have come to town. So, you know, we have tried to define our customers and define our niche and continue to find opportunities that we can do well with. And so far we seem to be hanging in there. I think there are a lot of people who like to do business with local businesses. But more than that, I don't think we can just expect people to be loyal. I think we have to constantly modify and improve our merchandise mix and try to know what the customers want and what they'll react to. I think we really have to be on our toes. So maybe in some ways all the increased competition in town has made us a little sharper and more able to compete in the marketplace.
It feels like Christmas. Everybody happy?
Well, you know, our feet might be a little sore, but generally speaking, we're pretty happy. We're always glad that Christmas comes along. Christmas always makes retailers look smart. So
<That's>
we're always happy to see it.
Thank you, Earl. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you too.
Now we're at Omar Shea with Laurel Wiley, who's the owner. And Omar Shea imports food from around the world, everything from curried ketchup to little amaretti, little almond biscuits. And Laura's calling for a year, Christmas season this year, that is as good, if not better, than last year, right?
That's true. I would agree with that.
And what are the big sellers?
Well, every year at this time of the year, we sell lots of German products, lots of Swedish things. So Christmasstollen, Glögspices, Glühwein, Lebkuchen, which is gingerbread, all kinds of good stuff.
That's reflecting our Kansas heritage, isn't it?
Yeah, there are lots of Germans and lots of Swedish people in the area.
What about pâtés and fancy cheeses?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, right now with party time happening, it seems like every weekend, lots of people come in for cheese, pâté, salami, prosciutto, all the good stuff.
And it's feeling good.
Yeah, it feels really good. Every Saturday is just booming.
The British are coming. The British are coming.
So are these things that sell for Christmas? I mean, you got $100 box sets here.
That's a pretty... We try not to have things that much. There's only $200 things in here. That's a Bjork 7 CD DVD audio box. That's pretty... That's
specialized.
It's $30 below list price.
Really?
Yeah, it's Bjork. Her stuff's always expensive.
Does she sell?
Yeah.
And you say your Christmas?
Oh yeah.
Has not.
The Love Garden holidays don't really start until about 10 days, maybe 12 days before Christmas.
Why, you think?
School's still in session. People are taking finals. Folks come in here and buy gift certificates and pick up their last minute things here. Love Garden, you know, you don't buy music for somebody 3 months ahead of time.
You buy
it a week ahead of time because maybe they already bought it. If you buy it 3 months ahead of time, they might already have gotten it between October and December 25th. That's when you're given your gifts.
What do they buy? Do they tend to stick to popular hits or are you across the board?
They go for records, you know, best records of the year. Yeah. Oh, I heard, you know, my friend really likes the Shins. I'll buy them all the Shins LPs.
Yeah.
We sell lots of the staple LPs.
Catalog stuff like...
Yeah, you know, if yours a Santana records.
Beatles, Pink Floyd.
Sure. Rolling Stones, Led Zeppelin. I mean, that stuff sells all year round. People want classic stuff, but during the holidays, you want to give something. Oh, somebody just started their record collection. I'm going to buy them three or four things to start with. We sell turntables okay around Christmas. We do okay with some DVDs.
What about books and posters?
Posters, not as much. The gift certificates. People love the Love Garden gift certificates.
And we're here with Steve Buren at the Toy Store. How's the season shaping up?
Pretty good. We've had goals set versus what we did last year. This is the second year we've been in this particular space with this square footage, and so far we've been meeting our goals.
You're up
pretty well. Yeah, we're actually up a little bit.
It's certainly one of the busiest stores on Mass Street.
Yeah, we're pretty well packed, especially on Saturdays. It's elbows to elbows in here, and we're doing all right. Yeah, business is good.
What's the what are the big sellers? The perennial dolls, games, that sort of thing?
Yeah. We probably have a little bit of everything, of course, but there's probably three or four games that we're selling more than any other games.
Which are?
Blockus is a big one for us. Gosh, what else are we selling lots of in games? We've been selling a lot of apples to apples. Yeah, that's been a big one for us. Trigon.
What about the Barbie doll?
We don't carry Barbie. We don't carry a lot
Why
of
not?
Licensed characters. You know, that kind of stuff, you know, you can get at Target and Walmart, and they can beat us to death on price. So we concentrate more on stuff you can't find in those places, a little more educational stuff and that kind of thing.
Are guns and
you know, it's funny you should mention
popular?
That. Not so much. We have a store in Topeka, and they do a little better with it over there. Maybe it's a Lawrence thing. But about all we have in the way of guns are just a handful of cap guns and some rubber band guns.
Mm.
And we sell them. Mm. We do all right with them. It's not the big seller it was, at least when I was a kid.
I see there's a stack of Frontier logs here.
We also have Lincoln logs as well. And Ideal, you remember that company?
Oh, sure.
They came out with Frontier logs, which is the same thing. So we have both. We have the Lincoln logs and the Frontier logs. And we do well with that stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they've been around for decades.
Yeah. Slinkies, hula hoops, pogo sticks.
They still sell.
Yeah. It's amazing.
That's good to hear.
And we probably, this time of year, you know, we see a lot of parents. But our biggest customers are probably grandparents. They have maybe
spoiling
a little more income. They have a little more time to shop. We're a grandparents' trap here, I would say. and we freely admit it, and they know it, and they love it. So
you're up from last year, it's looking pretty good for you.
Yeah, it actually is looking pretty good for us. So.
Thanks, Steve. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Appreciate talking to you.
Cheers.
Oh, Tannenbaum. O Tannenbaum, wie treu sind deine Blätter. O Tannenbaum, O Tannenbaum, wie treu sind deine Blätter. Du grünst nicht nur zur Sommerzeit, nein, auch im Winter, wenn es schneit. O Tannenbaum, O Tannenbaum, wie treu sind deine Blätter. O Tannenbaum, O Tannenbaum, du kannst mir sehr gefallen.